explain all that to us.
Let's call this reconvening of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. We recessed yesterday afternoon, and we are at now 8:10 a.m. on April 11th. Yeah. Present at this time is Representative Miller, Representative Lynn, Representative Sadler, and myself, Representative Thompson. And please turn off your cell phones before we start so that the recording equipment will be able to work. We'll have today's Senate Joint Resolution 20 by request of the Senate State Affairs Committee relating to Eielson Air Force Base and the strategic importance of retaining the 18th F-16 Aggressor Squadron in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. It's my intention to hear this resolution today and move it out so it can be heard on the floor later today. Here to introduce the Senate Joint Resolution 20 is Anna Sorensen from Senator Pascavan's staff. If you please come forward, place yourself on the record, and explain the resolution to us.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Anna Sorensen. I'm staff to Senator Joe Pascavan, who represents Fairbanks and Fort Wainwright. Senator Pascavan's unable to be here this morning, but he asked that I send along his appreciation for your consideration of this resolution. The United States Air Force has recommended the relocation of the 18th F-16 Aggressor Squadron from Eielson Air Force Base located in Interior, Alaska. Senator Pascavan, along with countless other Alaskans, believe that this is wrong. This move will have dramatic impact on the Fairbanks and Interior Alaska economies and will reduce the operational capabilities at Eielson, making it vulnerable in future base realignment closure rounds. This is detrimental to our entire state. The benefits and strategic importance of Eielson Air Force Base now and into the future far outweigh any negligible savings achieved by the transfer of the F-16 squadron. Eielson is at the forefront of protecting the United States interests in the Pacific Theater and serves a critical function in reinforcing the region. It helps to secure important oil infrastructure, including the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and the refineries located in Interior Alaska. And the Trans-Alaska Pipeline supplies a significant portion of our nation's energy needs. Eielson Air Force Base also has adjacent access to the largest joint air and land training range and the largest unrestricted airspace in the United States. This area has minimal airspace congestion and is well suited to perform operations for live fire exercises and unmanned vehicles that are critical to 21st century combat capabilities. Further, Eielson has a large fuel storage capability and a runway capable of handling the Armed Forces' largest aircraft year-round. Movement of the 18th F-16 Aggressor Squadron puts Eielson Air Force Base at risk. This base has served America's interests for decades, and because of its location, should continue to serve America's interests. The base has access to unique training grounds, fuel storage, ample housing for servicemen and women and their families, and provides critical support for joint training exercises. During the 2005 base closure and realignment rounds, the strategic and economic importance of Eielson was proved. Just as the community at large, elected officials, retired military personnel, and business leaders spoke in support of Eielson 7 years ago, this resolution seeks to remind the President and the Air Force that the F-16 should stay at Eielson Air Force Base. Thank you for your consideration, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Anna. Anybody have any questions of Anna? Representative Miller.
Thank you, Anna, for that compelling testimony this morning. I believe it was either Senator Pascavan or Senator Thomas, possibly even our U.S. Senator Begich, who had requested of the Pentagon some actual economic fiscal numbers. You know, where's the savings? And do you know if that has ever been delivered? And if you do, what was that result?
I do not know if that's actually been delivered. My understanding, though, is that it has been rather difficult to get some get information from the Air Force regarding the decision that they're making. I do know that there is a group, a decision-making group, visiting Eielson both today and tomorrow, and then they will go down to Fort Richardson while they'll be continuing their analysis. But, again, it has been rather difficult to get information from the Air Force.
Thank you.
Representative Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. They're alleging that if they move these F-16s, they're going to save money. What do they base that on? Why would they allegedly save money by putting it at Elmendorf rather than in Eielson? We have here $8.7 billion dollar in savings. That's nationwide in the military budget, I assume, not just Alaska. Mm-hmm. But what? Why do they think it'd be less expensive to base them out of Elmendorf instead of Eielson?
I think that that's part of the concern, is that we don't believe that it will be a savings, or that if it is, it will be very, very minimal. Part of the reason for that is that there is less adequate housing down at Elmendorf. There is also, for families that are going to be moving down there with this F-16 aggressor squadron, additionally, they would need to transport all of the F-16s back up here on a regular basis, or back up to Fairbanks, excuse me, on a regular basis for training.
Mission.
Correct. And doing that transport back and forth is quite expensive. So that's the crux, if you will, of the argument against the movement, is that the Fairbanks, North Star Borough, and the senator don't believe it will be a savings.
Further questions of the sponsor?
I guess
Representative Lynn, follow up.
To do the training, they're going to have to fly Elmendorf back up to Eielson and then do their mission. The price of jet fuel, that's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good presentation.
Representative Sandler, go ahead.
Yeah, real briefly, through the chair, Mr. Arnson. I understand and support the value of the base. I've been up there. I've been on the radio and doing op-eds and talking about the value of the F-16s, and I understand the necessity for the state and the mission. I carried a SCR, whatever number it was, in the floor recently. We got that passed that covered the overall mission. And again, while I support the intent of this, can you speak to why this is important to have this specific resolution covering just Eielson as opposed to the overall statewide issue?
Okay. Well, this comes at a time that's particularly important to Fairbanks, as the decision-making group is going to be visiting Eielson here in the next couple of days. We felt that it was important to show specific support for Eielson, since that seems to be their target at this point.
Further questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, very much. Thank you very much, Anna.
I apologize, Mr. Chair. I forgot my decorum.
You're fine. You're fine. It's early in the morning. We'll now go to public comments. We have off-net Mayor Luke Hopkins from Fairbanks North Star Borough. Mayor Hopkins, are you there?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, place your name and affiliation on the record, and please, we'll hear your testimony.
Yes, thank you very much. Mayor Luke Hopkins, Fairbanks, North Star Borough, here to testify on Senate Joint Resolution 20. Of course, members of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, thank you very much for bringing this forward at the pace that it is moving through the House. Here in Fairbanks, of course, we have a group of citizens, including comments and participation by the congressional delegation staff, that where we sit around and question the validity of this proposed move in terms of the cost savings, and we're, as we look at it from the issues that we experienced with the 2005 BRAC, where the community work brought forward numbers that were different in cost savings and operational expenses than what the BRAC Commission had for warm basing Eielson. We feel that it kind of dusted off the numbers and brought forward as a top-down tabletop exercise, try this again. And we don't think that the numbers are going to pan out the way we've heard. both from General Schwartz here in Fairbanks with a face-to-face discussion all the way down to just recently met with the site activation team, community liaison General McLeod, where we three mayors had discussions about the issues that our community feels either have not been adequately apprised or wondered about the cost-saving numbers that we've heard but have not actually seen come across any of our desks. So we're concerned also with the possibility of a domino effect. As we understand, there has been legislation submitted to Congress for a BRAC 2013 action. And when you start lining all these concerns up, it certainly looks like there's a unclear intent that I hope is not to BRAC this base. Its geographical strategic importance in the new Pacific Asian defense strategy that we hear the administration putting forward seems like that could never be a possibility that Eielson would be warm-based as it was considered in 2005. We continue to push, ask questions, work with the congressional delegation where, yes, we understand that there are budget concerns raised, but whether we actually see savings from an F-16 training squadron move down to Anchorage or not is certainly not clear to us. So I think this importance of this resolution today to be moved forward and pass the House and then be sent out as a declaration from the legislature is very important. I ask you to act on that as fast as you can, and I'll answer any questions. Thank you for this opportunity to testify on this important issue.
Thank you, Mayor Hopkins. Any questions, Mayor Hopkins? Seeing none, thank you very much, Mayor Hopkins. Is there anybody else online or in the room that would like to testify on SJR 20? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and bring it back to the committee for discussion. There's a lot of things that haven't even been touched on. One is the devastating effect to many of the military families themselves. There's 1,500 active military going to end up being moved with this from Eielson to Elmendorf. There's not enough housing down at Elmendorf, and out of that group that's going to be moved down there, there's probably somewhere between 200 and 300 of them own homes in Fairbanks, many of them bought on zero down payment because they are in the military. With that many homes going on the market, the prices are going to plummet. They're going to be upside down on their mortgages. If this was a BRAC closure, the United States government would have to make them whole. This is not a BRAC closure, so they're going to be left hanging. So this is going to be very, very detrimental to many active military that are going to be involved in this. So it's kind of a scary thing on that side of the fence also. So anyway, Winnie, we're back here. Any further discussion on SJR 20? Seeing none, can I...
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we move Senate Joint Resolution 20, version 27, LS1474/M for Mike from committee with individual recs and the attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, then we have moved SJR 20 from committee. This bill will be heard on the floor today. Mayor Hopkins, we hope to get it to you as rapidly as we can and other people that we want to make sure see it. And with that, the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee will be adjourning at 8:25 a.m.